Good evening, gentlemen, and welcome to Nintendo's HQ, and thank you for accepting the invitations you received to this extremely exclusive gambling event. Our department specializes in designing and implementing exciting scenarios for such distinguished and wealthy clientele such as yourselves, who have grown tired of your standard horse racing and cockfighting, and who seek the thrills of betting on something more unique and erotic. Today, you will be trying to predict the winner of an exciting competition between 4 18- to 20-year-old girls. These ladies are the perfect age for our games because they are too stupid and carefree to read our 100-page-long contracts before signing. And most importantly, they are very, very fertile. These four young, ovulating opportunists are at this very moment on site and preparing to play, inside a large, white, unmarked van, just inside the large public park that is to be today's arena. They're finding out exactly what they signed up for, in return for a lifelong monthly subscription to a wide range of our sex toys. That's right. These sluts are so addicted to their battery-powered orgasms that they were all too eager to sign our extremely comprehensive legal waiver. They're being kitted up with their specially designed battle outfits, while also being given a briefing of the rules and shown a map of the park. It's the sort with lots of small buildings to run around and wooded sections to hide in, and it's a busy central location, between a 10 and 30 minute walk from each woman's residence. Speaking of these perverted ladies' love of sex toys, let's get over what the naughty nymphs are being made to wear right now. First and foremost, they've been given a delightfully sexy set of undies to wear. Neon colors, stretchy, and a few sizes too small. The sort of stuff that you'd never see outside of a porn shoot. But don't worry, these are going to be hidden under black tank tops and hot pants. For now, that is. Yes, I know I said sex toys, but I'm getting to that. You see, underneath their clothes, each girl is wearing a specially crafted metal chastity belt. These belts hold two of our most devious toys inside them at all times. In their cunts, a short but thick vibrator. Not only can the vibrations get mind-bendingly strong, but they also wiggle side to side at the top, creating extra intense sensations. They're also hollow, which is a fact that will be important later. Their assholes are home to the opposite. Long, thin, rigid metal anal probes that go deep enough to prod against their rectums. The tips have gentle brush-like feelers, which rotate with the aid of a motor, providing a constant distracting sensation deep inside them. Both of these toys are connected to a large black backpack. The backpack is very heavy because it's full to the brim with liquid. The poor contestants will get exhausted if they do much running, but they might want to anyway. Let's talk about the final item on their person. An extra-large pink rabbit vibrator, designed for the most experienced size queens. They are much too long and thick for any of these tiny teens to consider trying to fit inside them, but it just makes them all that much more humiliating to be seen carrying around, doesn't it? These monster dongs have been customized so that the button, instead of turning the vibrations on and off, fires an invisible laser out of the tip. Now, here's where things get really interesting. If one of these laser beams connects with any of the sensors on the girls' backpacks, several things happen. For the shooter who successfully landed a hit, her vibrator rewards her with a delightfully powerful 2,000 rotations per minute, for as long as it takes for her to return to home base in one corner of the park. For the loser, her metal anal probe delivers 1,000-volt shocks of electricity right up inside her. She'll collapse to the floor in pain, but except from that, don't worry. It's quite safe. This lasts for 15 seconds, but it'll probably feel like several minutes to her. After this, the girl won't be able to shoot her laser or get hit again until she returns to her home base and deposits one of the items of clothing she's wearing into the shredder located there. That's right. When they lose a life, they have to strip. The aim of the game is to be the last contestant left in the game. A player is eliminated when she gets hit and doesn't shred an item of clothing at her base within 10 minutes, or when she leaves the park and starts to run home, or when she tries to tamper with the backpack or its connected plugs. Now, we don't want any of the girls to just hide for most of the game, so we've also added a rule that anyone who fails to land a hit for 30 minutes will start to get shocked by their anal probe once a minute. Now, let's learn about the stakes. When any of the four girls are eliminated, the hollow vibrator in her pussy gets permanently set to its maximum setting. Even worse, the probe starts to shock her at random frequent intervals. She won't be able to stop either of these until she reaches her house and obtains the key for her chastity belt. But that's not all. Even more excitingly, the backpack will begin pumping its contents into her vagina via a plastic tube. So have you guessed what's in the backpack? That's right. Each backpack contains almost a gallon of fresh human semen acquired from the nation's sperm banks. The pumps are capable of gently defrosting the potent mix of baby batter as it's dumped slowly but surely right up towards their fertile wombs. Can you imagine what it's going to be like? A poor young woman, probably mostly naked, her ass on fire and her pussy getting buzzed to the brink of orgasm with floods of strangers' cum spurting out the sides of her cunt and running down her thighs as she sprints for home? Well, you won't have to just imagine for much longer, because we've placed ultra-high-definition cameras throughout the park and all the way along the fastest routes home. The only thing that remains to be seen is which is the only one of them who manages to avoid the sordid fate. Are you excited now, gentlemen? Ready to bet on the most outrageous and unethical competition you'll ever witness? You've each already deposited the required $10 million into our organization's Swiss bank account, and as agreed, the prize money will be split among the people who bet on the winner. And of course, the house always has its edge. If nobody chooses the right girl, Nintendolls keeps the cash. So it's time to turn the cameras on. The game has already been underway for 10 minutes, and I bet you're eager to see how each girl is doing before choosing who to bet on. Okay, boys, brace yourself. Here we go. There they all are. Oh, those cute, anxious expressions creeping around the park, trying to find another girl to shoot in the back with her giant vibrator laser. Oh my, what horrid language from such refined gentlemen. But yes, you're right. It is an outrage. It's a travesty that rich men such as yourself would seek to gain pleasure from the trials and tribulations of young women. It's suddenly a lot less funny when you find out that the women battling to save their wombs and reputations are your very own daughters, isn't it? Maybe you should think on your own sins as you witness your precious pumpkins subjected to extreme public humiliation, mind-boggling internal stimulation, and pump-assisted forced insemination. And while you're sitting there, remember that money is already in our account. There's only one way you're getting any of it back, and that's by predicting the winner of this perverted exercise. Oh, you'd forgotten the money for a moment, hadn't you? This is a bit of an ethical dilemma for you miserable misers, now isn't it? You don't want to dignify the corrupt competition by engaging with it, but on the other hand, that's a lot of cash, isn't it? And if you just refuse to take part in the gamble, we'll keep all your hard-earned dollars for ourselves. which we can then use to fund more perverse predicaments for whatever greedy, gullible girls we can get to sign up on the dotted line. Call the police? Oh, yes. Good idea. But first, remind me, what will happen when the ignorant copper tries to remove the giant cum bucket that your daughter's got strapped to her back? That's right. She'll be eliminated on the spot. Eliminated and inseminated. Plus, it looks like, oh yes, there she goes. She just got nailed in the back by a laser. Oh, that looks like it hurts. Tell me when she gets stopped by your noble policeman half naked and full to the brim with sex toys. Do you think they'll just charge her with public indecency or something more severe? You're right. Nintendolls might get into a little trouble too. But we do have several $1 million lying around to spend on defense attorneys. And also some pretty comprehensive contracts signed by your own daughters. Do you really want to put them through years of extremely public trials? That's what I thought. So then, gentlemen, there's only one thing left to do. Whenever you're ready, place your bets.